Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and on our program today from the Surrey and Allegheny Cooperative Extension Service, our friend Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are as well.
I am indeed. A pleasure as always to chat with you here for a few minutes, and you sent me a very interesting topic, and I'm going to get you to explain this. It's Guard the Card. So we're talking about what this morning, Carmen?
Today we are going to be talking about the new Medicare cards that residents who have Medicare in North Carolina should start receiving this month.
Okay.
When we think about Medicare cards, we know that they typically have had our Social Security number on there, followed by a letter, and so it would be very easy for someone who might be able to get that information to use it in a way that might not be in the best interest of the person who that card belonged to.
Right.
We found out several months ago that new Medicare cards were going to be sent to individuals starting in North Carolina in June of 2018, and that is here.
Ah, it is indeed. Do the folks usually get a new card each year, or is this because there's been some issues?
And this is because of the change in the new card.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you get your card when you first turn 65 or when you first go on Medicare due to disability.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get a new card unless your name changes or you have a change in address. You keep the same card for years and years and years.
Okay.
If people do need to get a new card, they can contact the Social Security Administration if they've had a name change or they've moved. And
right.
We need to make sure that the Social Security Administration does have the correct information for individuals. So it's very important if one of those two things have happened that you let the Social Security Administration know. But these new cards, people don't have to do anything. They're just going to automatically arrive in your mailbox. So it's something that we just want to let people know to be expecting.
With the new card, you say there's it's going to look different. It's going to have different information in that respect. Am I right?
That is right. It's still going to be a combination of letters and numbers. As we said, you know, typically people can remember their Social Security number. This is a number that might not be anything that you're going to be able to remember. You might have to keep your card with you so that you'll have that information. We have an example one here, and the number that's on it is 1EG4TE5MK72. So it's not anything that really makes any sense. It's just a random assortment
right.
of letters and numbers, and it will have the person's name on it. It will still have on their hospital and medical, Part A and Part B, and when those parts became effective. So it's going to be red, white, and blue, just like the old cards were. It's
mm-hmm.
going to have their when they first were eligible for Medicare Part A and Part B. The card is going to feel different, though. It's going to be a paper card. The ones that we've had now have been a thicker card.
Right.
So this one is going to be much thinner. And they felt like that would be easier for healthcare providers. A lot of times they have to make a copy of our
yes.
cards,
yep.
and that it would work well for them to have a paper copy. Probably less expensive, too. And when you think about the magnitude of this process of all the people in the United States that have Medicare,
millions,
and everybody's going to get a new card, that explains why this process is going to be taking place over several months. So different states have beginning start times.
Mm-hmm.
Some states actually started in April. Our state was supposed to start in June, and we have until April of 2019 to make that happen. So we don't want people to panic if there are more than one person in a home that has Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
One person might get their card in the next few weeks, and the other person might not get their card until after the first of next year.
Oh, well, you can easily see where people would be concerned about that, obviously, but you have to understand that things don't necessarily go in that order. So
it is just a randomly selected process. It's
mm-hmm.
not done by address. It's not necessarily done by last name. So we're not exactly sure how they determine who's going to get theirs when, but people don't need to panic. They will get one. It might just take a while.
We'll blame it on the computer. That's what
that is exactly right. When we think about Medicare, it is really scary, though, the amount of fraud that occurs each year.
Yes.
It's estimated that $68 billion $1 billion of taxpayers' money is lost annually. And a lot of times this is due to billing discrepancies, but sometimes there is some fraud and abuse involved. So we are fortunate in North Carolina. We have a program through the Department of Insurance called the North Carolina Senior Medicare Patrol Program.
Okay.
And that's abbreviated SMP for Senior Medicare Patrol. And that program actually helps people who think they might be a victim of fraud and abuse.
Now, how would you spot fraud, or what are the things to look for if you think your card's been compromised?
There are several little tips, so that would be great for us maybe to review those. And okay. Another thing people need to review is their Medicare statement. At one point, we had letter openers that we were giving out to people as a reminder that when you get an explanation of benefits and statements in the mail, that you actually need to open them up. Sometimes we have people that'll come in and they'll have a bag of those kinds of documents, and they've never looked at them to see if it was theirs or somebody else's.
Oh, man.
And a personal experience that we had not long ago, we opened up our explanation of benefits from our state health plan, and it said that my husband had had some services provided at a hospital in Virginia.
Oh.
And he hadn't been to the hospital at all, thank goodness. And when he called to check on it, there was another person who had the exact same name that he had, and they had the exact same birth date.
Wow.
But they had not checked Social Security numbers or insurance ID numbers, and they had gotten those confused.
Just that
and
easily,
if we hadn't caught that, that would have gone on our statement and our billing, and it wasn't anything that we had done. So we just need to make sure we review those statements and make sure that the information that's on there is correct, and we need to make sure that we protect our Medicare numbers. Actually, treat it like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to keep that information confidential, so we don't need to just flash those around for everybody to see.
No.
Another little tip is, if it sounds too good to be true,
mm-hmm.
it probably is. There's so much advertisement that goes out, and sometimes those advertisements just make things sound fabulous. You just want to make sure that you were, you know, the first one in line to get that information. But just remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So don't be influenced by advertising for services, medications, or products that maybe are not real legitimate.
Also, Carmen, I noticed just getting random things in the mail that sometimes they will be so close to what looks official, and if you're not careful, you won't catch it. But the way they've written things, the identity they give with it, it will be completely something maybe not fraudulent, but not the official stuff. And so you got to be very careful there too.
That is exactly right, Danny. We have problems, even Medicare information. We use Medicare.gov, G-O-V. That's mm-hmm. the official U.S. government site for Medicare. And if you're looking for information, you want to make sure you go to the official government site, because there are some sites that might be Medicare.something else that look very legitimate, but they are not informational sources from the United States government. And that's where we like to get our information from. Typically, anything that has the eagle
mm-hmm.
on it is going to be an official document, and that would be something that you would want to make sure you opened up and read.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. A really interesting program today. We're talking about the Medicare card, the new card, which is to help us prevent fraud. So we know the cards are coming, not to panic if you don't get yours right away. We know that it's, and also might confuse some people because they don't see their Social Security number on there, but there's a reason for that. So there's a way to get tips to spot fraud. You've mentioned some of the ways that fraud happens. Where would they go to get ideas about that, Carmen?
There are some really great pieces of information at the North Carolina Department of Insurance mm-hmm. Senior Health Insurance Program, which is where the Senior Medicare Patrol is housed. And there's websites as well as phone numbers that you can call for information. And there's also some great information on the Medicare.gov website. So just some important things to remember. Medicare is never going to call you and ask for information unless you've called and left a message for them to call you back. They have all the information they already need. So they don't need anything else in order to make these cards come to your home. So just make sure you know that that Medicare is not going to call you to solicit any sort of information. And Medicare does not solicit door-to-door either.
Right.
So there's not going to be someone that comes and knocks on your door and says that they need information. Sadly, we've had some reports in our communities that individuals have had phone calls from people that have requested information and maybe have said things like, if you just share this information, we can get your card quicker, or we can get your new card to you for free. Yeah. Well, it's already free, and they can't do anything to make it come to you any quicker. So that probably tells me that they were going to use that information in a way that we wouldn't want them to.
As you said, if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it's not true. And also, I'd say if you ever even get an inkling that says something doesn't seem right, then avoid doing anything major. Don't make that decision.
That is correct. And actually, at that point, you probably would want to contact the North Carolina Senior Medicare Patrol. It's an 800 number, but it's 855-408-1212. And they want us to report things that are maybe not as legitimate as what we would like for them to be, because that might help keep someone else from being taken advantage of as well. So if you ever have a phone call like that, try to get as much information as you can. Try to get the person's name, try to get their telephone number, anything that you could, you know, get from that person to make it easier for them to maybe be caught in what they're doing. You get your new Medicare card, it's important that you destroy your old Medicare card and start using the new one. Mm-hmm. You don't need to necessarily keep your old one for sentimental purposes, or it's something that you can get rid of. You need to shred it up. You don't need to just throw it in the trash, because it still has your Medicare number on there. So that would be something to think about. Also, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, like an HMO, a health maintenance organization, or a PPO, a preferred provider organization, you're still going to use those cards when you go see your doctor or go to the hospital or go to the drugstore, but you would need to keep that Medicare card in a safe place. So in case you ever went back to a traditional Medicare plan, you would have that card to use.
Right, okay. That's separate entities there. It's the card and then you get
basically people, when they have one of those Medicare Advantage plans, have kind of traded their traditional Medicare for one of those particular plans.
Okay.
So you have Medicare as far as the card, but it's not what you're using at that point for your health care needs. So you still need to keep your new card. Don't throw it away. But that's probably not anything that your providers are going to ask you for. They might when you would go to the doctor again, but that's not what you would need to show when you go to the doctor or the hospital or the drugstore to get your information. If people have a prescription drug plan, they would still need to make sure they kept their prescription drug plan card. That's what they would need to use when they go to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So Medicare cards are important pieces of information, and we just need to make sure that people take care of them and
protect them,
keep them safe.
Yep. And they're on their way.
Are on their way sometime between now and next April.
Okay. Just go to the mailbox every day, right? Carmen, this can get a little bit confusing. Fortunately, there are places to go to ferret out the proper information and to get the help that you need if you're not sure about stuff. They can also call you if they want to just kind of recheck what we talked about today, right?
They can. In Surry County, they can contact the Extension office, and our phone number is 336-401-8025.
Mm-hmm.
In Allegheny County, the Senior Health Insurance Information Counseling site is actually our Council on Aging, and that number is 336-372-4640.
Okay.
And there's senior health insurance programs in all counties in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a different county and you need help, give us a call and we can point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. From Allegheny and Surry County, the Cooperative Extension Service office is there. Carmen Long, thank you once again for sharing some vital information with us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to the next occasion we get to chat.
I do as well, Danny. Thanks so much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.